All Stars on Oldies 92.9.
And why did we decide that we were going to be an Oldies show?
That had to be your call. I wouldn't have known to do that.
No, I'm sure it was your suggestion.
Yeah, let's be on an Oldies show. Come on, I don't even know what that is at 18.
KMSO. That is Shotgun. It's 7:39, 21 minutes before 8 o'clock with Mike and Eddie on the Coffee Club on your early Tuesday morning. Ugh. Checking out your Oldies 92.9 forecast for later today. Sunny with highs in the upper 70s, lows tonight reaching right near 41 degrees.
I know this. I know at the time we thought we were good. We were going places.
That's right, baby.
We were shooting for the stars.
Cloudy tomorrow morning with a slight chance of an early morning drizzle.
And Godfather of weather, what's the current temperature?
65.9. Hit me.
Thank you very much, God.
Can you believe this?
Oh, my ears are bleeding. Stop.
So here was the deal. Apparently I went, hey Eddie, I've got an idea. Why don't we do, like, James Brown, Godfather of Soul?
That sounds hysterical, Mikey.
And then I'll do the...
Higher!
That sounds hysterical, Mikey.
Accurate.
My father and Eddie, I do believe it's that time, isn't it?
I think it is.
It's time to head out to Nashville. And now, another episode of Nashville PD.
A big bit.
This week, Homicide.
17241 got call of a disturbance. Bud, come over here. Get over here. What's your name?
Bud.
Bud, we got call of a disturbance over here.
Ain't no disturbance.
You ain't been firing off guns?
I shot my brother.
You shot your brother? What for?
Drank up all the Kool-Aid.
He drank all of it?
That's right.
All right, then, sir, I'm going to have to take you in.
Whoa, don't you want to hear my story?
Well, what happened?
Well, I've been drinking.
I'm sorry to bother you then, sir. Go about your
business. Is that a joke?
I mean, yeah.
That's the joke?
Yeah, where's the funny?
He's been drinking, so you let him go because it's in Nashville.
That's right.
Is that funny?
Yeah, the joke is if you're from Nashville, and we couldn't even think of like Nashville's an actually pretty sophisticated big town. I mean, I don't know, the Tennessee Titans play there, but we were so stupid. We couldn't think of like a little town in Arkansas or something.
We were funny kids. I mean, we were funny. You were voted most likely to be on Pee-wee's Playhouse back in Gilroy High.
Hey, Dick.
Whoa.
Right?
Did I say something inaccurate?
In what capacity?
Did I say something inaccurate?
I have never.
When I was in high school,
instead,
when they did most likely to succeed and all that stuff, they didn't do that. They didn't say that. In the yearbook, they had to put this stupid crap.
Yeah.
I went to high school with Jeff Garcia.
Don't make it cool.
I'm not. What he got was horrendous. He got best smile and most athletic. Best smile was most likely to be in a Colgate commercial.
Yep.
And how stupid is that?
And Mikey was voted most likely to appear on Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Instead of, so I'm going to masturbate in a theater somewhere?
Instead of class clown. Anyway, my point being is that we were funny guys. And how did we put this on a tape and think that this was good?
I'm telling you.
You know something? You suck.
I'm telling you. It's ridiculous.
Oh, man.
Oof. Mikey Show, hello.
Mikey Show. Hey, man, I love the old stuff. So funny.
Yeah?
Not really.
Yeah. No.
Classic, man. Classic.
Awesome.
And I just want to say you guys kick butt. You guys shot for the stars, and look where you guys are now. You guys are doing a 28-hour marathon to kick tail, man.
Thank you. Mikey Show, hello.
Hey, Mikey, newly acquired P1 Ryan from Poway. What's going on?
Awesome, whoa, dude.
Hey, just wanted to let you guys know, I usually listen to Stern in the morning.
Yeah.
But after listening to you guys all day, I'm switching over, like, effective tomorrow immediately.
Dude, that's why we did the 28-hour show.
It's huge.
Definitely.
Wanted to let people hear us that had never heard us before that may go, you know what, I like the show. I want to listen to the show.
I tuned in at noon, usually when I switch over, and heard you guys on, and I've been listening ever since.
That's awesome.
Aw, that's cool.
And my wife and I, we're not even watching TV tonight just so we can listen to you guys on the internet.
Awesome. Dude, that's the best.
We're pretty cool, huh, dude?
Oh,
Eddie,
come on. That sounds so pretentious.
Hey, man, I know we are. So
ego.
Come on.
Ratchet down a little bit.
It's awesome, especially with Eddie's little love tips or whatever it is he does.
Hey, you like a little tough love?
Oh, man, it's great.
Yeah, we got to do I'm going to do some of that right now. All right, thank you for the call, dude. And then we got something great to talk about that I want to go over with you. But people have been clamoring to hear some more of this. Everybody's favorite bit is called Tough Love with Eddie. If you've never heard it, take a listen. is a segment on the show that we call Tough Love with Eddie, and Eddie is our producer. I've known him for 18 years, and one thing I know about him is that we do have very similar personalities, but we also have different personalities, and that Eddie has the ability to tell it like it is.
Similar yet different.
What I do is I try to candy coat things with people sometimes. Sometimes I have a tendency to tell people what they want to hear.
That doesn't help anybody, Mikey.
No.
Nope.
And what Eddie does is he gives it to them straight.
So, a little too harsh, though.
No, I don't think it is. I think that...
like a big, brutal slap across the face.
I think that you view it that way, but I think that the people that have received the love appreciate it because they know that they're not just being told what they want to hear. They're actually getting some sage advice.
Interesting spin.
They're better people for it.
That's right, and these people write us these emails, so let's get going.
I'm ready.
Dear Eddie, I'm a pretty adventurous person in the bedroom, but my boyfriend isn't. I brought up the idea of having a threesome, and he shot me down right away. Ooh. I personally want to have a three-way with another man, but would be willing to have it with a woman as well.
Yeah.
I feel like if he can't step up to the plate soon and satisfy me sexually, I'll have to start looking outside the relationship for my bedroom pleasure.
Oh.
Any advice? P1 Charity from San Diego. Eddie?
Well, dear Indiana Moans in the Temple of Poon. First of all, you need to dump that dud of a fella you have. Because your name is Charity doesn't mean you actually have to perform it by being with this lame ass. If he isn't willing to let another chick in the bedroom with you guys, he's either A, gay, or is worried that the other girl will be confused thinking he's the chick in the relationship.
Oh, I don't think
Now, because he doesn't want a threesome with another dude either, I'm going with the latter. Sweetheart, let me break the news to you. You're a pervert. Welcome to the club. Right? So here's my advice. Drop the square. Start hanging out on street corners and get paid for your deviant behavior. Or really do some charity work and have a three-way with a retard and a homeless guy.
And everybody's going to be happy. Wait a second.
We all win. Next letter.
Oh, my God.
Our next letter reads, Dear Eddie, I have a girlfriend who is a non-stop talker.
Oh, no.
She talks constantly during meals and doesn't even stop when eating. She's so rude that she won't even let a person finish a sentence. At restaurants, people sitting near us get up and move away because of her constant talking about nothing.
Wow.
Oh, damn.
My friends refuse to come over if she's going to be there. My best friend said she's the only person who can carry on a conversation with herself. Her friend and I have both told her she talks too much, but she says we're the ones who talk all the time. She thinks her opinions are insightful, but they're actually embarrassingly stupid. Eddie, let me tell you something. She's a good lay, but that's about it. Any suggestions? Signed, Talk to Death in Chula Vista. Eddie?
Man. Whoa. Dear glad I'm not you. Oh, God. To be perfectly honest with you, I don't know why you're even having a conversation with a woman in the first place. That was your first mistake. Oh, the only time their mouth should be moving is when you are filling it. You know what I'm saying?
Here's
my advice. First of all, you need to grow a pair. Shut her up if she's making too much noise. I mean, I realize this may be difficult, but see that little thingy between your legs? That means you're a man, dude. You called the shots. Secondly, if my bitch was mouthing off like that, I would seriously consider a little something I like to call debarking. Now, relax. Chill out, everybody. Hang on. I realize that some of you might not be familiar with this procedure for women, and you might think it's only for dogs, but with just $50 and a hand-drawn map of Tijuana that I have, you can get it done in an afternoon, be back in time to catch a show, hit a couple of strip clubs, and break off a piece of, you know what, with that deep, debarked piece of acid. You know? Oh, next letter.
You are a horrendous person.
What are you talking about?
It's just called advice, guy.
I will make the map for you.
Did you ever think that maybe just these two people weren't meant to be together? Could that ever be the case? Oh, I will throw something at you.
Someone needs a trip to Tijuana.
Oh, I've cut the map.
Let me read you our last letter. It reads, Dear Eddie, I am a divorced, newly single mommy. I've been having a hard time meeting quality men lately, but my girlfriend Pamela convinced me to take up golf with her. I was a little resistant at first, but after giving it a try, I found that not only did I enjoy the game itself, but I met a man named Paul with her at the clubhouse. He's truly a gentleman and so fun to be around. The problem is, he doesn't pay much attention to me whenever Pamela is around. She's younger than I am, and she's very pretty, and I'm middle-aged, and I could stand to lose a few pounds.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
My question is, should I be bold and ask him to play a round of golf with just him and I? That is signed... excuse me. Tyrone and Tortilla just ran through the room.
That's Here's my advice.
Tortilla?
Sorry, we're just running through the room.
By the way, that was signed P1 Rachel in Poway.
All right. Well, you know, dear Flappy Gilmore. Are you kidding me? Of course you shouldn't ask him to play a round of golf with you. Don't you realize that 18 holes takes hours to complete, and the last time I checked, there were no in and outs on the fairway. Okay? Plus, it sounds to me like, you know, you're getting in the way of Paul desperately trying to hook up with Pamela, your young, hot friend with no kid and baggage from a recent divorce. Even if you were lucky enough for this guy to actually find you halfway attractive, try to consider that to hit a hole in one with you, he'd have to roll you in flour first. My advice, stop vag blocking Pamela and start ordering the clubhouse salad with low fat dressing. Thank you.
Tough love with Eddie.
Tyrone and Tortilla.
Tyrone and Tortilla. We've done some healing. There you go. Little taste of Tyrone and Tortilla and tough love with Eddie. How do you like that? Mikey Show, hello.
Hey, Mikey.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say, what is your inspiration behind the Tyrone and Tortilla Show?
That's a good question. Where did Tyrone and Tortilla come from? The truth is, we were in Dallas. We were doing a morning show in Dallas. One day, we just started talking like that. And, you know, I said, my name's Tyrone. And Eddie said, and I'm Tortilla. And it just kind of, we just started doing it. And then we thought, maybe it would be fun to interview people and screw with them with that voice. And it just took off from there. And it's been
that
one of the most...
That is a complete lie, Mike. Tyrone and Tortilla are a legitimate show that started in Topeka, Kansas.
That's true.
Very true.
Back in 1986. I've heard that. Tell the truth, dude.
I know. I don't know why I was lying like that.
Stop lying!
I don't know why I did that. Tyrone and Tortilla are two real men. And they were from I forget.
They started in Topeka.
Right.
And I believe they went to Albuquerque next.
Right.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Tacoma.
Wow.
After Tacoma, I believe they went to Boise.
No, they didn't go to Boise. They went to another town in Idaho.
Really?
Yeah.
Is there another town in Idaho?
Yeah, it was a small town called Lima.
Really? They went to Lima.
Lima, Idaho.
And that's Lima. And that's where the Tyrone Tortilla was.
How long were they in Lima?
Yeah.
They were in Lima for 2.5 months because they got fired because of content.
Tyrone and Tortilla.
Yes, racial comments.
Them?
Yes.
Not like them.
So there you go, dude. That's the origin of Tyrone and Tortilla.
All right, thanks a lot.
You're very welcome. Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome, young man.
I hope it was worth it.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Lima, Idaho.
So.
Could happen.
Eh, whatever.
So, hey, by the way, did you know that Eddie Stalker called in today?
Oh, it's too much.
Please do not talk about that.
Yeah, Eddie Stalker.
I am upset, Eddie.
No, Sean.
Yeah, her name is Amy. And she called in and just was freaking out.
Yeah, we don't need to talk about that anymore.
I can't believe that you didn't call me.
Enough time on her earlier.
You know what, though? Doesn't she kind of remind you of psycho ex-girlfriends that you've had at one time or another?
Well, she, yeah, definitely.
I mean, I remember, and I don't mean to bring you down or anything, Eddie, but I remember that your sister, when I was dating her.
Get out.
Was friends with my brother and my sister-in-law, and they stopped talking, and she had their power turned off.
Wait, what?
It's a true story.
What are you talking about?
Wait a second.
I'm not kidding.
Come on.
So Eddie's sister got your brother's power shut off because they were in a fight?
Yes.
How?
She called the power company.
Are you kidding me?
And said that she was my sister-in-law and that they were moving and got a shutoff date. And all of a sudden, their power's off. My brother's like, did you pay the bill? And my sister-in-law's like, yeah.
That is Jack.
Yeah.
Yeah, my sister's nuts, dude.
Can you believe that?
Yes.
Eddie, have you ever had a psycho ex experience?
Yeah, nothing violent, but definitely psychoness, you know. I mean, where I had girls showing up at my door, you know, leaving me notes on my car.
Right.
And, you know, then weird stuff has definitely happened to me, but I can't prove that it was them.
Like what?
Like tires, you know, suddenly flat. I had, in Dallas, I had three of my tires go flat.
Really?
Yeah, and I had kind of a bad breakup with somebody, so I was like.
I remember that.
Yeah, dude, it was weird, and I was like,
Yeah, I do
wonder.
Remember that.
I wonder.
Crazy. Well, Sky, you've only been with your husband and one other guy.
Well, sexual, like, intercourse, but.
Intercourse?
Hey, man, you don't have.
Intercourse? I don't normally say that word, so.
All right.
Intercourse, you want. Intercourse, you choke on.
Hey, we're shutters later. Okay.
Choke yourself.
Ow.
Not with your intercourse. No.
Now, ladies and gentlemen.
But my husband's so big. I choke.
Now, enough. Ladies and gentlemen. A moment on intercourse with Yoda.
No.
Intercourse you seek.
Okay, you guys. Mm-mm. Anyway, I did date a guy.
I am not scared of intercourse.
Mm. You will be. There is another. He'll be. Intercourse. I know.
All right. All right.
Continue what you were saying.
That's right. She's always talked about how making love to her husband is very painful.
It's like boning Donkey Kong, she says.
Will you guys stop it?
She's like the princess.
All right.
Jumping
enough.
Over barrels.
Enough.
Trying to get to the intercourse.
Oh, my God.
With Mr. Sky, a.k.a. Donkey Kong.
That's right.
All right. Already.
So, as you were saying.
I dated a guy.
Yeah.
And, oh, my God. And he liked me a little bit more than I liked him.
Right.
And when we broke up, he continued to like me.
Can you tell your husband to stop talking during this entire thing?
Thank you, Sean. God, killing me. And so...
Bow-legged, you'll walk.
He would sit out... He would sit outside my house.
Can't sit for a week, I see.
I'm done. I'm done.
Soak in a bath, you will.
Now you have to tell the story. Now you have to tell.
I have tears coming out of my eyes.
Sean, what did you take? Sit down.
Tell the story, you will.
Stop it.
What is the origin of that?
I don't. don't know what you're talking about.
Let's all gather around.
I do.
Eddie?
Kids?
Can I tell her?
I don't remember. I remember there was something about a bath.
It came up on the air once that we were talking about, like, first times going back door. This guy accidentally, it accidentally happened to Sky. It was meaning she didn't try.
Oh, right, right. They
her
weren't,
and her husband
weren't
trying to do that, but it accidentally.
Right,
it was
right.
An accident.
And, yeah, and
accident.
It was, wink, and it was so bad for her that she actually had to take a bath and soak. So stupid.
Well, dude.
So you're telling me.
Wait a minute. If I remember this correctly, wasn't this a deal where you were like crying in the tub?
Can you picture her? Like in the fetal.
Like, dude.
Laying down
tears,
in the bath.
But, tears.
Dude, who are we talking about here?
You guys are clowns. Aren't we, like, supposed to be talking?
I would hate to be Mr. Sky's prison cellmate. Because, dude, I would be taking baths.
Will you leave Sky alone?
Prison baths every day. Prison bath ready.
I think if any woman or any person wasn't ready for that, and it was an accident.
I've been with girls I've been with.
At full force.
At full force, by the way.
Dude, it's like the Death Star up in there.
What does that mean?
Stay on target. Stay on target.
I don't even know what that
Red
means.
Red 5, I'm going in. You're all clear, kid.
What is going on?
Luke, use the force.
All of this happened just because I had to clear my throat.
You do not know the power
of the dark side.
All I had was something in my throat, and look at what happened. You guys are clowns. Aren't we supposed to be doing something? Isn't there a schedule that we should be sticking to?
Am your husband.
No! No! It isn't true!
Search your...
No, don't say it. Let's phrase it.
I want it to be after 10.
Search your tub water. You'll know it to be true.
Search those bed sheets.
Enough!
You
enough.
Know it to be true.
You know it to be stained.
Oh my god. Should we take some calls? Is there a topic, maybe a replay of something that needs to go on?
My head is pounding.
Seriously, you guys.
Oh man. Yeah, well, what we're talking about is Psycho X's.
Oh, we are?
Yeah, but it somehow went into this.
I had something in my throat. That's what happened.
Yes.
Oh.
That's another story, though.
Choke on it, you will.
Again.
Hey, okay, we don't need to relive it.
Was it warm bath water?
Shut it.
Seriously, was it warm or was it like, did you need the cold soothing?
Shut up. I'm
that's a legitimate question.
Like, I'm supposed to, like, the, yeah.
Like, she remembers.
Whatever. Come on.
Was there Epsom salt? Ah, legitimate yeah. question.
Oh. Did you have to loofah anything?
Ah, aromatherapy?
Was it a bubble bath? Just answer that.
Was it Mr. Bubble?
I have a legitimate question.
A legitimate.
Okay.
As opposed to the other ones.
How long does that soothing process take? In the bath.
Oh.
In order to feel relief.
I hate you.
And the other
so
question
much.
Is
so much.
Is Mr. Sky like outside the bedroom outside the bathroom they're like, honey, I'm sorry.
Why do I ever share anything with you guys?
Honey, please. And he's still like waiting, you know, he's still thinking, well, you know, because we're not done making love. But honey, I'm sorry.
So give me running water.
Shut up. Shut up.
But honey.
Oh my God.
I promise it was an accident. Honey, I promise.
Oh, my God.
I will never do that again.
Oh, my God.
I promise.
Why? You guys are jerks right now.
Did you at any time say, why?
Oh, why?
It was an accident.
Oh, why did it happen? I can't even control it.
No. It was an accident. Just hilarious. I'm glad you try and relive it with sound effects.
Oh.
That's awesome.
She thought she was in a jacuzzi, but she was making her own jacuzzi.
Oh, my stomach hurts so bad.
Donkey Kong, why? Why, Donkey Kong? Why do you turn my tub into a jacuzzi?
Enough. Let's move on already. There's better things to discuss.
I'm so sorry.
There are no accidents.
Shut up. Oh, my God.
Oh, man, God.
Man, that was fun. That was fun.
So, Psycho X's.
Yes, we're talking about Psycho X's.
I want to call and complain.
Why? Hey! We're done! Move along!
Let me drink some cold water now!
No one wants to hear this crap! Let's move along!
Mikey Show, hello!
Oh my God!
You want John from Coronado?
What's up?
Hey, I want to hear from Donkey Kong on this subject.
Oh, man.
No,
he hurts too much.
We have him. I think he's got to be here somewhere, I'm pretty sure.
No,
get him on the air.
Yeah, let's get him on the air.
I don't need my hubby coming on the air.
Oh, man, that's funny.
Why?
Stop it. Nope. Stop it. Hey.
Here he is.
Here's Donkey Kong.
Here's Donkey Kong.
Donkey
now.
Kong, was it really an accident? Be honest, man.
Oh,
was it?
Enough, you guys. Honey, if you're listening, I'm sorry that our life is a mockery to these clowns.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You know, we've never had Mr. Sky on because he's a cool guy. We just we'd like to humiliate his wife, not him.
Yeah. I'd like you guys to be friends.
I really want to measure him.
Will you leave him alone?
All right.
I'd do it myself. I'd get out a ruler and I want to check out, see if it's legit.
If it's legit.
Yeah. I mean, we'll get Blunder to fluff him.
Come on.
And we'll find out. We'll find out if it's true.
I don't.
If the myth is true.
Stop it.
Man or myth?
Oh my god. Hey.
570-1053 is our phone number.
No one wants this list.
No SPD. Why?
You guys are clowns. Psycho X's, damn it.
What's that?
Yeah, well, we were talking about Psycho X's.
Yeah.
Now, seriously.
The tub is full.
Sean?
Overflowing! Get out of here, Donkey Kong! Help me, Donkey Kong! Just throw it in and save me! Donkey Kong, I need you to plug the drain!
If you know what I mean!
You're so good at mine!
Okay! Enough! This is where I draw the line!
Oh, oh my. my goodness.
What a flarf, dude.
Mikey, show a love.
Hey, Mikey, I just wanted to say that's the funniest bit I have ever heard.
It's not a bit.
The funniest thing I have ever heard on your show.
Thank
it's
you, bro.
It's my life, sir.
Oh, thank
okay?
you.
Okay. Okay.
I thought the water would suppress it.
Oh.
Donkey Kong, throw me a line. Throw me a line, please.
Enough.
I know you can reach from over there.
Oh, man.
Oh. Okay.
I feel like the Titanic. I'm sinking.
Donkey Kong, straight on. Okay. You guys,
this is how I picture you.
I don't need to know how you picture me, Eddie. Eddie. I don't need to see television.
Ouch. So you gotta stop, my stomach hurts so bad.
Rocking back and forth,
you
back
constipated.
Rocking back and forth in the fetal position. Oh my god, I thought I was gonna throw up when you just did that. Mikey Show, hello.
This is T1 Mesrick, and I think Sky's life is hilarious.
Oh, it is.
Well, great. I'm glad you're getting a good laugh. That's awesome.
Oh, my headphones are so hot.
Also, Sky?
Yes.
Will you marry me?
Oh, come on now. I don't need a proposal.
Do you know how to draw a bath?
Shut up. Shut up.
Oh!
I'm married to a wonderful man.
I can't do this anymore.
Oh, so you like
Thank
that, huh, dude?
Yeah, I can't believe what the hell you guys have been doing today.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the call. Mikey Show, hello.
Hey, this is T1 Matt.
What's up, dude?
T1 Matt. Hey, just wanted to find out which one of you guys is going to head down to my work tomorrow, tell my boss why I'm not getting anything done, because I listen to your show all night long.
That is great.
I'm going to be worthless in the morning.
Have you enjoyed this skit on Sky and...
Oh, I have definitely enjoyed it. I've enjoyed all the skits.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. It's really cool. It feels like we're actually just, like, hanging out. It doesn't feel like I'm listening to the radio.
I'm telling you, man. That's why you got to convert your friends to the Mikey Show.
I converted my mom. My wife hadn't listened to it. I picked her up from lunch today. I said, listen to what these guys are doing. Because I come home every day from work, and I'm like, oh, this happened on the Mikey Show. She's always like, shut up.
Oh, that's awesome, dude.
And she's listening now, so...
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it, man. Thanks.
You guys have a good night. Stay awake.
All right, see ya. I got to take the last of my Tylenol. Honey, did you bring me more Tylenol? Oh no, look at this. She brought me a Giganto one.
Awesome. We need that.
I got a Giganto Tylenol here. I got to take a couple more. God, I'm telling you, that last bit gave me the most gigantic headache.
That'll blow your balls to hell.
Oh, man.
Blammy, wowie, zowie.
Sound effects. That's right.
That is so Sean.
That right there encapsulates Sean. Sound effects.
You blew it!
Oh my god. Are we losing it already?
Oh,
Sound effects.
Uye one atwe ute ude.
That is in fact
a sound effect.
Sound effects! In your face, you idiots!
Oh no, we're going overboard. Oh my god.
If this is happening now.
Hey, Piggy. Come on, your Piggy, dude. Come
on. Oh my god.
Come on, Piggy. I want to kill you all.
Oh my god. Sean is losing it.
Why do you want to kill your piggies? Sean, talk to me. Why do you want to talk? Why do you want to kill your
pigs? It's an unspoken thing between me and the pigs. They know why I want to kill them, and they love to be killed.
I am dying right now.
I'm done.
Sound effects.
Sound effects.
So anyway, about Psycho-X's.
Oh, my God.
Okay, enough.
God dang it. I hope people listening are having as good a time as we are.
Not no way.
Mikey Show, hello.
I'm a mess.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man.
Hey, you guys have had me cracking up all day, but that Donkey Kong thing was the funniest.
Oh, no.
You had me rolling.
Thank you, man.
I don't even want to go inside the house right now. I'm just sitting in the car listening to you guys.
Hey, man, do you know about what we're doing at 10 o'clock?
No, what's going on?
Okay, everybody's got to know what we're doing at 10 o'clock tonight. You have got to get two movies that we're going to be watching at 10 o'clock tonight.
Okay.
We're going to be doing Return of the Jedi, and after that, we are doing Karate Kid.
Karate Kid.
Yeah, and the Return of the Jedi is the new one.
Yeah, the new one, the one that's just been released.
Okay.
And what we're doing is that it's going to be like Mystery Science Theater 3000. So we play the movies, and then we just make jokes as we watch the movies.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm doing it.
All right, dude. And, awesome. And we'll sync up with you. We'll count you down so you know exactly when to press play.
Yeah!
And you'll be all synced up with us, and you can watch the TV, turn down your sound on the TV, turn the radio up, and hear us making the jokes and doing
things set up in there.
And doing stuff. Yeah, me too. Do we know?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Good luck.
All right, dude. Thanks.
See you guys all night.
All right.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
Sound effects.
Sound effects. Here we go.
You can trouble me for a warm glass of shut the hell up.
That's more of a drop and not a sound effect.
All right. You want a sound effect? I'll give you one. Yeah! That's what I call a sound effect.
Take that, Piggy.
Don't get him started on the Piggy.
Dude, don't get him going on the Piggy
fan base. Why does he hate his own fans?
He calls his fans. Sean calls his fans piggies.
I am gonna.
He calls them filthy, and he tells them they're in the pig pen.
Why? Why? I gotta get to the bottom.
Yeah, Sean, why are your fans, and trust me, there's a lot of them now. He's got a lot of fans. Sean, why are your fans your piggies?
The pigs know, dude.
Wait a second. Wait.
The pigs know who they are, and they know why they're pigs.
Okay.
And they know why I hate them. Okay. And they know why I love them. And it's between me and the pigs.
Oh, my God.
That makes no sense. That's the craziest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Oh,
sound effects.
That's right.
That's our audience now. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Sound effects, man. Okay. I know what a sound effect is, you clown. Stupid.
This is the stupidest show I've ever heard in my life.
That's true.
Okay. All right. We got you, Sean.
Done.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, boy. We're lost.
Hold it.
Oh, my God.
I have another legitimate question about the bath.
Shut up.
I have a legitimate question about the bath.
It.
Eddie, I know you'll be interested in
this. Okay, go.
What must the walk have looked like?
may I reenact?
No.
Eddie's going to reenact what the walk must have looked like.
Wait,
now, I know you can't see it, but we'll have to describe it.
I can't even
because there had to... What must it have looked like? When you were going into the bathroom,
I'm not
to draw
watching.
The bath.
I'm not even
here
looking.
We go. Here
I'm
we
not
go.
Even gonna look. I'm not even
in
looking.
Three, two,
oh my
one,
God.
Go. Oh my God. Oh my. Oh, I wish we had.
You are adult men, okay?
I wish we had. A webcam.
That
is the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. It's a look of horror.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that was the greatest.
Oh, my God.
So you cup your rear and walk on your tiptoes.
Oh,
stop
pretty
it.
Much. Dude. Oh, by the way, I do have to change the subject.
Oh, thank someone.
I'm one of my smoke breaks. I was talking to a woman that works here in the building, and I thought, I got to bring this up as a topic. Did you know that there was this guy, it was her boyfriend, and apparently when he was 14 years old, he got some hookers to come up and party with him and his friends downtown, and they didn't have any money? Because they thought that they could get the hookers to just come party with them.
It ain't easy being a hoe now.
You know what I mean? They thought they could just come up there and, like, they would have fun and do stuff and, you know, like, not even sex. But just, like, drink beer with them. Because they were young and stupid. So they didn't know. Well, they get up there. And when the hookers realize that they have no money, they pull a gun out. And they've got to run. They got to run out of the room, running for their life. And the guy's like shooting the one of the hookers is shooting the gun.
God.
Yeah. And I'm like, I gotta tell this story. And Eddie, didn't you know some guy that had some weird thing happen with that, or he like did the same thing in Vegas, or did something like that? Or was it Sean?
No, what happened was that a guy got a hooker, you know, did his business. And went to the bathroom, you know, to do whatever.
Right.
To probably soak.
Right.
Need some wood?
And she took off with all his money.
Really?
She took his wallet, everything left.
I wonder if this is a regular thing. I'm proud to say I've never been with a lady of the night. But I guess this is a regular thing, especially, you know, bachelor parties and stuff like that. Sky, have you ever had any weird experiences with talking to your male friends? Anything weird going on or no?
No, I mean, to be honest with you, I don't think any of my male friends would admit to me if they had a hooker story.
How about you, Sean?
No, not with a prostitute, no.
Really?
What about Donkey Kong?
Stop it!
Oh, my headache's got to go away because I'm telling you, I laugh so hard that my head is pounding. Blunder says we're getting calls, though.
It ain't easy being a hoe now.
Hookers?
I guess so. Mikey Show, hello.
Yeah, what's up, dude?
What's up, man?
How's it going, man?
Good.
I got a crazy story for you guys, man.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so I got this, my boy, right, Jay, was having his bachelor party out in Vegas, right?
Right.
And we're out there, and I had this wild idea. I was like, hey, let's hire a hooker. So we did. We hired a hooker. She came up to the room, and she was like, you know, hey, I'm here to take care of all you guys.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're frat brothers. We're cool with it. So we all got naked, you know? And then she whips out this gun and, robs us. Like, took all of our cash, took everything.
Come on.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, totally. Just like, we're butt naked. We're half drunk. We have no idea what's going on.
Dude.
All we see is this hot chick with a gun, and what are we going to do? You know? So we gave her our money. And, you know, that was pretty much, it was just the most frightening experience, yet kind of arousing experience of my life. You know what I mean?
Oh, so you guys all got together afterwards and took care of business?
Okay.
Circle?
We kind of spooned afterwards. We were all kind of scared, but, you know.
Wow, dude. That is nuts.
Cried together.
Does this stuff happen? It's like a regular thing?
I don't know if it's a regular thing, but, dude, it happened to me, man. This is about a year ago, bro, but I don't know, man. I don't know if it happens all the time.
I hope that didn't sour you to hookers, man.
Or guys.
All right, thank you, man.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for the call. 570-1053, if anything like that has ever happened. You know, and I hated to change the subject, but that had just happened. I had to remember to bring that up. I hated to get us off Donkey Kong.
Hey, we're done with that subject forever.
Oh, my God.
I don't know how we have not started referring to your husband as DK.
Yeah. He is the King Master.
That's right.
The Bath Master.
Hey. Enough.
The tub.
Yes.
God, I hope none of my family's listening.
I am your master.
You know my grandparents live here.
Oh, well, they shouldn't listen to that.
I'm sure they've gone through the same thing.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, my God.
You and Grandma can swap soaking stories.
Okay, let's move along
Sound effects.
Now.
That's right.
Sound effects. facts.
Sign the facts. Come on, Sky.
Oh, man.
Loosen the caboose.
Hey.
What a terrible story, though.
Yeah, dude. That sucks, man, because whores are cool.
Yep.
Shut up.
Dude, he got all the guys afterwards.
I'd like to go on record as saying I don't think whores are cool.
No, I mean, think of how cool that is. You pay them and you get stuff.
Well.
It's a great service.
Well, that's like anything you buy. You
exactly.
pay for it and you get it.
It's awesome.
I mean, aren't they kind of, filthy?
Why?
Well, that's where the term filthy whore comes from.
Good call, Mikey.
You know what I mean?
Is that what it is?
Well, it depends if you... Where you get them?
Well, tell me more, Sean.
Well, if you get them in a sketchy place, then yeah, you could have a problem. You go to Santee,
right? But if
I could tell you, yeah, I mean, you know,
right?
It's not so great,
right?
No.
I mean, if you get the ones with dentures and you only do the oral stuff, then you're fine.
Okay, all right.
But you know, if you want to get into the unders, then you know,
Piggy,
the hell with that.
What I think of when I think of prostitutes...
You're in a cheese factory. You don't want to do that.
Okay.
I think of the movie Monster with...
Halle Berry.
No.
That's Monster's Ball Clown. Monster's with Charlize Theron.
Train just fell off the track.
I totally
Smoke
know what he's talking about.
Smoke it up, Sky!
Sorry, my bad.
Oh, I forgot. Sky did have a joint earlier.
Oh, yes.
Hey, I don't think we need to mention that.
Yes, he did.
Some things are private.
How do you seem so normal in that situation? You know what? She doesn't have the squinty eyes right now.
She's only done one, dude.
Yeah, which tells me when we see her with the squinty eyes...
Jacked.
Oh, can you imagine?
All right.
She probably eats a hookah.
I don't eat a hookah.
She'll eat a whole bong.
It must be out of control.
All right. We're good.
Hey, by the way, it's Mikey, and I have not gone back to being the nighttime DJ.
You weren't demoted?
No. Oh. If you're wondering why you're hearing the Mikey morning show on at night.
You're listening to the 28-hour Mikey Marathon. Following takes place between 8 p.m. and 9 p.m. on KIOV, San Diego's rock station.
Rock 105.3.
Events occur in real time.
Oh, yeah, they do. All right, let's look at the clicker. Let's see what we got. All right, folks.
I'm nervous.
We have exactly 14 hours.
Oh, my God.
And 17 seconds to go.
So isn't that like halfway?
14 hours?
Yeah, because 14 and 14 is 28, right?
Oh, yeah.
Doing math.
Are you kidding me? So basically, if we think about starting at 6 o'clock to right now, we have to do all that over again? That's the amount of time we're going to be on the air from this point on?
Yes.
I can't even imagine that.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine that.
That's nutty.
Oh. This has been very difficult, and my voice is shot.
My throat hurts so bad.
Halfway through it, my voice is shot, and my beautiful little angel brought me some Sucrets, which helped. It helped, but
my throat is jacked.
it's torn up. So, I'd like to say not much longer to go, but that wouldn't be true at all. All right, we're getting some phone calls here.
Halfway.
Mikey Show, hello.
Yeah, this is P1 Mike from Hollister.
What's up, bro?
No, Hollister.
I got a pretty good horror story for you.
Go ahead.
Me and my buddies are partying. It's his bachelor party in Vegas. Okay, and then we get to, there's about 15 of us. We get three hookers up to the room. Well, everybody goes with these hookers to, different rooms. So we decide we're going to take a trip to Pahrump. So we're on our way to Pahrump. Get pulled over by the cops.
To where?
Pahrump. It's outside Vegas, maybe 30 minutes. There's a whorehouse, the chicken ranch out there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So on the way there, it takes about 40 minutes. We pass the chicken house, so we make a U-E on the highway there. Next thing you know, there's lights behind us. Get pulled over by the cop, okay?
Yeah.
Next thing you know, there's about six other cop cars there. They think we're drug smugglers. Whoa. So we're there for about 40 minutes with these guys as they take apart the whole car. They end up, the driver, they wouldn't let him drive. They let the guy in the back seat that had been puking the whole way there. They said he was the only one sober enough to drive. So we got about a four-car police escort to the whorehouse.
They took you.
Took you to the whorehouse.
They took you to the whorehouse.
I swear to God, they took us right to the front, and there was a girl waiting at the front gate.
Who gets a police only in Nevada?
Yeah.
Yeah, I swear to God.
Awesome.
Give me a break. Are you kidding me?
No.
Oh man.
Yeah, it's a true story.
I feel like I need a shower after that.
I feel like I need a trip to Vegas,
and I'll still never get clean.
Huh?
I'd still never get clean.
No, I know that. It was a pretty good experience, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, no, it sounds great with the puking and the police and all.
Yeah, with the chickens.
The guy was puking the whole way there. The police, that was the only guy that they would let drive us from where they stopped us to the whorehouse.
Unreal.
The other two that had been up front the whole time were too drunk.
All right, dude, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Wait, how were the chickens?
It's with you and the chickens.
I want to know.
Mikey Show, hello.
Hi.
You're on the air.
Oh, hi. This is Ashley.
Hi, Ashley.
How are you?
Good. Do you have your radio turned down? Because you're on the air, sweetheart.
Yeah, it's turned down all the way.
Okay, go ahead.
I have a hooker friend.
You have a friend that's a hooker?
Yes.
Wow. She's a hooker?
Yeah!
I thought I was just doing great with her.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Go ahead. So, and what's the deal? Where she's a hooker in San Diego?
Yeah, she works on El Cajon Boulevard. Saturday night.
That's news to me.
Now, are you being for real or are you trying to do a bit for the radio?
No, I'm dead serious.
Wow. Isn't that a dangerous job? Does she get beat up and stuff?
No, not that I know of.
That's sad.
Yeah, I know. She makes a lot of money, though.
Being a hooker on El Cajon Boulevard?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's... It sounds like a great life.
How much does she charge?
I think like for what am I allowed to say?
Not too much. For what about for oral sex?
That's $70.
$70?
Yeah.
Dude, she must be really good.
She must have dentures.
What about for intercourse?
I think that's $50.
That's very sad.
50?
Yeah, this is what's
less for intercourse?
Come on.
I don't believe this. It's a lie.
This girl's not for real.
She doesn't know what she's talking about.
All right. Thank you very much for the call.
Believe me, she doesn't know.
Okay.
Yeah, I know the prices.
Totally. Eddie knows.
Mikey Show, hello.
$70.
Hello.
That's no idea.
Hello.
Look at an El Cajon for oral. You take $10.
Oh, can we get the phones to work properly here, please?
Here's the price guide. I got it right here.
Please.
Go ahead.
Let me turn to the oral.
What, do you have a workbook there?
That's a price guide.
I see.
For what? Oral, for El Cajon Boulevard.
What the heck?
Mikey Show, hello.
Yeah, 15
minutes. Hey, went to Vegas a few years back for a bachelor party.
Yeah.
There's five of us, and we're down at a bar in one of the casinos, and a buddy of mine had never done it before. He takes home, or he grabs a hooker, and he takes her upstairs to our hotel room.
Yeah!
Well, brings her up. Next morning, we're all ready to head out down to the pool. And she won't leave. You know, she ordered, like, some room service, a bite to eat. And he's trying to, like, drop every hint in the world. Hey, can you get out? Can you get out? Whatever. So finally, he just said to her, listen, I've never done this before. Do I just pay you now? How much is it? You know, what do I owe for the night? And the girl stops. She goes, what are you talking about? Do you think I'm a hooker?
Oh.
She totally wasn't a hooker. And he thought that she was. The reason being, she went home with him so easily. He thought, this girl must be a prostitute. And grabs her stuff, storms out of the room, and we're waiting in the next room over, and we're like, hey, Jimmy, did that hooker leave yet? And she's like, the elevator hasn't picked me up. She was still sitting right there.
Oh my God.
That cannot be good for a girl's self-esteem.
No, definitely not. Definitely not.
I mean, if it, you know, Sky.
I haven't stopped laughing about it since.
Wow. Sky, if you were single.
Oh, man.
And you were, you know, at some place talking to some guy, and he asked you how much. Wouldn't that just blow your self-esteem?
Oh, come on, it's a compliment.
Are you kidding me, Sean? Sean's doing it.
Sound effects.
Yeah, sound effects.
Why would that not be a compliment?
Because he thinks I have sex with people for money.
Yeah, but he's looking at you and going, ah, that is a sexual creature.
Sweet piece of meat.
But he's thinking I'm a sexual creature that's for sale. And there's a difference between looking at somebody like they're for sale and they're somebody that you like have respect for and have to.
Okay, but hold on. Tell me this. If this guy were to come up to you and say, hey, how much? And you would say, I'm not a prostitute. And he would say, oh, okay, well, would you like to have a drink? And was a nice guy. What's wrong with that?
At that point, I think the conversation.
Same guy, nice guy.
I think, well, go ahead, Sam. I don't want to speak for you. But
yeah, I think that's a no-brainer. I mean, obviously, a first impression is a killer, and that... And I don't personally want to be with the guy who is with hookers.
Oh, prudy, prudy, prude!
I'm sorry, but that's just kind of something I...
Wow. Well.
All right.
You know. Really know how to kill the sexual tension in a relationship.
All right. All right. Hey,
you can't keep a man.
The emails,
why can't you keep one man?
The emails that we have received today... literally have been in the hundreds.
Yeah, some cool people.
And so many people, their favorite bit is Tough Love with Eddie.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Of course.
Check it out.
Woo!
Would you like to hear an example of the Tough Love with Eddie? This, ladies and gentlemen, is one of the biggest things you can hear on the Mikey Show in the morning. Take a listen. Oh, this is my favorite time of the show.
Yeah.
This is where we get to spread a little bit of love throughout San Diego County. How do we do that? Well, first of all, you need to go to our website, MikeyShow.com. And you'll find a link there, and it could be a link to a new beginning.
Oh, give me a break.
Sky.
I don't understand it.
It's called Tough Love with Eddie. You go there, you write Eddie an email, and he'll answer you back right here on the public airwaves.
I feel like I'm this generation's Dear Abby.
Ah, you are so...
What is your problem?
One of the things that upsets me, and Eddie, you may be able to share this pain. One of the things that upsets me is that the FCC has really come down on a lot of disc jockeys for not being compassionate. And, you know, they come down on us for being vulgar or obscene, and they don't realize that we're doing a lot of work for the community.
Yeah, like, we're bad for the community. Like, hello, I'm helping people here.
Well.
Nobody writes stories about that.
Got three emails here for our producer, Eddie. And let's start with the first one. Why does Eddie do the advice? It's a guy.
It's brutal.
He's no guy.
Well, I'm wise beyond my years, dude.
Because the guy's helped out a lot of people, Sky. That's why.
Don't really think so.
Our first letter reads, Dear Eddie, about 5 years ago, I got a really bad case of pneumonia.
Oh, man.
I live alone and don't have any lady in my life because the pneumonia has left me on oxygen 24/7.
Oh.
Whoa.
Despite that, I still know how to love a woman, but when they see the oxygen, they seem to run the other way. Can you help me in some way? If the shoe was on the other foot, they'd understand that life can be very lonely. Thanks, and signed, Cochise.
Wow.
Eddie?
Yeah. Dear Darth Vader. You may think you still know how to please a woman, but the reality is there isn't a woman alive that wants to snuggle up against a gasping, wheezing Christopher Reeve, okay? I just have to be honest here. Anyone with a gas mask named Cochise is never going to get any tang, period.
That's not true.
So here's my advice. If you want to relieve your little female problems quickly, you have two options. Number one, find yourself a Santee Trailer Park whore. I think they're the only ones that deal with terminal cases such as yourself.
He's not terminal. He just needs oxygen.
Hang on. If you don't like that one, hang on, Sky. Grab that O2 valve and crank it as far to the left as it'll go.
Hey.
That's my personal recommendation.
Enough.
Next letter.
No.
Next.
Our next letter reads, Dear Eddie, I'm an 18-year-old girl who has recently wrecked my dad's brand new SUV.
Oh.
I know he's pissed at me for ruining his new car, but shouldn't he be happy that I wasn't hurt in the accident? I wasn't drinking or anything like that, but the accident was my fault. He isn't speaking to me, and I wanted to know if you could give me any advice to make things right with him.
Boy, tough.
Eddie?
Yeah. Dear typical woman.
Excuse you?
What a surprise that a woman would cause an accident.
She's a young driver.
Shocked. Seriously, though, Sky, the only thing that would shock me more is if her name was Chang Yip.
Stereotype, and I don't appreciate it.
She's only 18, and she's already causing the men in her life grief because she can't drive. Oh. Do me a favor, sweetie. Look into public transportation, please.
Okay.
I drove my daddy's SUV into the lake. I don't know what to do.
Stop it.
A break.
She's a young driver.
Yeah. You know what? You better get down on your knees and thank God that your pop isn't speaking to you, because if it was me, I'd be telling you, have fun at the orphanage because you're dead to me.
No, you wouldn't.
So go out, pick up a nice nurse's outfit or a friend's mate thingy, head on to the strip club, and pick up enough coin to replace daddy's SUV pronto.
Oh, no,
next.
Don't listen to him. That's not, no.
Sage advice from a wise old soul. Next letter reads, Dear Eddie, my girlfriend of 2 years recently broke up with me, and I feel like I'm about to die. I can't stop thinking about her. She's what I think about first thing in the morning and right before I go to sleep at night, only to dream about her. I've been journaling about it a lot, and I've written her a few poems, but haven't had the courage to send any of them yet.
Oh, God.
I think the poems would possibly make her reconsider, but I can't be sure. Do you think I should send them? Mm. Eddie?
Came to the right place. Dear Fag Street Boy. I mean, you're kidding me, right? This is a joke. I can't figure out if you're a broken-hearted dude or a lesbian. I mean, of course she broke up with you. She finally realized you're a gal.
No.
Is journaling and writing poems? Do you do that sitting Indian style on your comforter in between coats of toenail polish?
Hey, just because you don't journal doesn't
now, mean... When do you ever find time to make it to the Tori Amos concert?
Leave him alone. The person needs help, you jerky.
Okay, he wants to know if he thinks he should send her the poems he's written. I say, you know what, don't bother. Because she's not going to read them anyway because she's still showering trying to wash the U off her.
Thank you
very much.
No. I apologize, sir. I understand what it's like to have a broken heart. So that's messed up, Eddie.
I hope we helped a lot of people in San Diego today. And if you'd like that kind of help, just go to MikeyShow.com.
Write that in your journal, homo.
There you go. Little tough love with Eddie.
It's genius, Mike.
It's one of the great features that we do on the Mikey Show. We are doing
Oh, man, that's all over Sky's back.
We are doing a 28-hour marathon. Woo! It means we started at 6 o'clock in the morning. We don't get off until tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Mm. No music, no commercials for the entire time. It's very awesome. And tonight at 10 o'clock, we do our version of Mystery Science Theater.
You tell him, Mike.
At some point, we should have Boy Blunder go in and make sure that everything's ready to go.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I was going to have him do that about 9.
Because we're going to be doing this in a separate room.
No, we need like mics and everything.
Yeah.
Movie theater.
Well, we have a performance studio here. And there's no TV in the studio that we're in. So we're going to have a TV. We're going to count you down. We're going to have you ready to go.
Oh.
Gonna be pretty awesome,
and we're gonna tell jokes.
So anyway,
rad.
What we were thinking about the movies, we're gonna show Return of the Jedi at 10, and then at after that, we're gonna take a short little break, and then we're gonna do Karate Kid, which I've never seen.
Oh,
and I was thinking about the movies because we have to do movies that are PG or G that you can make fun of, and I was thinking about like maybe doing The Champ.
Oh.
Remember The Champ with Ricky Schroeder? And you know why I seriously didn't want to do it?
Why?
I'm not kidding you. I was afraid I would cry.
You cry at The Champ?
Come on.
Dude, when Ricky Schroeder is crying at the end and The Champ is dying, I mean, that was brutal. That was the saddest thing in the world. So I said there was no way I could do it. And the reason is because it's just, it's one of those movies.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I can't.
You know, there's very few movies like that for me. Rudy, though, dude, when he makes that sack at the end of...
Oh, come on.
When he makes the sack at the end...
Come on.
Oh, God, it gets me every time.
Rudy has nothing on the champ.
Oh, screw you, dude, the champ.
Dude, the champ.
Champ. What is that, the champ?
Oh.
Champ, wake up.
Oh, he's dead, though.
Wake up.
The champ can't wake up.
Wake up!
Oh,
he's dead. Get over it.
Come on,
Champ. Wake up, Champ. Don't sleep now.
Okay,
come on.
Come
on,
I'm tearing up.
Georgie.
Oh.
No crying.
Oh.
Georgie. Mr. Hamilton.
Oh, yes, sir.
Please wake him up.
Not a dry eye in the house.
Please, dude. You obviously have never heard Rudy before.
Dude.
Get out of here.
Well, I gotta tell you, it's just occurred to me what the student body has been chanting for the last 2 or 3 minutes. It's the name Rudy. Dan Rudy. A walk-on senior, and subject of a future article in yesterday's student newspaper, The Observer.
Toiling
for 2 years.
All right. Field and go get it again. Yeah! Rudy, get it! Get that sack, Rudy, you son of a...
He's too small, dude.
But he did it, dude. It put him in for one play and he got the sack. Oh, God.
I'll give you this with Rudy. It's a good guy crime movie, but it was no Brian's Song.
Song.
Dude, are you kidding me?
No, I like Brian's Song, actually.
Dude, Brian's Song was amazing.
Remember when you caught me with those mashed potatoes?
You deserved it. The way you sang that dumb fight song. That 32 trap play.
Whoa.
Remember?
I'm gonna get you next training, Jack.
I'll be waiting.
Oh.
Oh, dude.
Jimmy Conn, dude.
Are you kidding me with that?
Any sports movies, dude, that somebody dies in a crime, I swear.
But what about classics? You guys are talking about, like, sports movies. What about, like, Titanic?
Oh, shit. I'm talking about guy crime movies.
Oh. Movies that a guy could cry about.
That's stupid.
Mikey Show, hello.
Apologize for living.
Hello.
Go ahead. You're on the air.
I am. All right. Well, on Lord of the Rings. I can remember Lord of the Rings.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes. Go ahead.
Talk, moron.
And, well, what happened was, you know, you guys were talking about Sean Astin with Rudy?
Right.
And, well... What happened was,
Dude, what's the matter with you?
Lord of the Rings.
Oh, you stupid idiot.
I hated him.
That really upset me. But, you know, I gotta blame Blunder, too. It's his job to teach people how to get on the radio and start talking.
Yeah. Ooh, a mistake?
Oh, that's definitely...
that's a mistake. It's a mistake.
He's been so good.
It's a mistake. How many Boy Blunder mistakes is that?
Let's go to the tote board.
And let me update you. I want to let people know what we're doing. This morning at 6 o'clock, we wagered on how many mistakes Boy Blunder would make in 28 hours. I said he would make 14. Eddie said he would make 8. Sky said he would make 5. And Sean said he would make 28. How many has he made so far?
He has made a grand total of... 9 mistakes!
Mistakes.
Thanks, Blunder.
Way to screw up!
Wow. So we're getting closer to my guess, which was 14.
And we're getting to the point where he's tired and he's going to make a lot of mistakes.
Oh, yeah.
You're making me proud, dummy.
All right, so we are looking for guy crime movies. Mikey Show, hello.
Hey, keep it going, you guys. This is FM Radio Utopia.
Awesome, dude.
And, you know, I had a couple tidbits. If you let me get them in, I'll be as quick as possible about Jedi and Karate Kid. But first, I was reminded when you started talking about the champ about the fact that the big bad men making the movie told little Ricky Schroeder that his dog had died, I believe, to get him to cry.
Oh, you mean like the director of the movie?
Yeah, they.
That's awesome. Like,
oh, that's great.
They told him that his dog had died.
Yeah, they. I could be mixing it with another movie, but I can't think of anything more tragic than that. I'm pretty damn sure it was that.
Oh, that's cruel.
A possum genius.
Wow, thank you, man. I appreciate the call. Mikey Show, hello.
Hey.
Yeah.
I got one. Field of Dreams.
Oh, dude, Field of Dreams.
Oh, dude, what do you want to play? Have a catch?
That is.
What do you want to have a catch, dude?
Oh, come on.
That is a great one.
I'm going to lose it.
Dad? You want to have a catch?
Oh.
I'd like that.
Something in my eye.
No!
Hang on. I'm going to fight through, power through it.
Oh,
power
dude.
Through it.
You're so right,
dude,
about
anybody
that.
Anybody that's had a dad, man, knows that.
That's right.
Have a catch.
Oh, you know what, dude? Speaking of that, I forgot one of my biggest ones ever. Not only was I crying, I was sobbing at a movie with Jack Lemmon and Ted Danson called Dad. If you've never seen this, story of Jack Lemmon, he gets old, he can't remember stuff anymore, and he's got a, and he like didn't have a relationship with his dad, but then he like meets him again and he's got to take care of him and he realizes that he really likes him. Oh, saddest movie ever.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Oh, dude, I'm telling you, if you've never seen Dad and you need a good cry.
You didn't see that at the Gay Film Festival?
Okay. Oh, all right.
That was not necessary.
Sean. I'm just kidding.
Mikey Show, hello.
I can't.
Hey.
Yeah, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, Miracle. Best guy movie ever.
You know what? I haven't seen it, and so I don't know that it's sad.
It's too Disney, man. It didn't do it for me.
Really?
Oh, man.
I mean, watching the actual Olympics back in 80, that did it way more for me than the
movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Watching the Herbies and everything. Oh, man.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen it, so I can't comment on it, but the story is a great story. There's no doubt about it. Mikey Show.
Yeah, Mikey, P1 Garrett, what about Old Yeller?
Dude, oh. I bawled my eyes out at Old Yeller.
No, don't do it.
Sean.
Come on, Old Yeller, you're okay. You're okay.
No! He's dead.
Sound effects.
Just making sure.
Poor Old Yeller.
He twitched.
Mikey Show, good guy cry movie. Give it to me.
Braveheart.
Oh, Braveheart. Yeah. Absolutely.
Where do you cry in Braveheart?
Oh, dude, are you kidding
me? At the end there when he drops the handkerchief?
Oh. Well, when he's getting tortured and dies.
I love you. Always have.
Always will.
I love you.
You guys rock.
No, you do.
Thank you.
You did.
I said I love you.
You did.
You did.
You
did. Yeah.
Freedom.
You're
wrong. Let me tell you something. You can take away the commercials.
Oh,
but
no.
You can't take... are funny.
Wow, you blew it.
That really sucked.
That was horrible.
Oh, somebody's got the greatest one. Mikey Show, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Mikey? This is P1 Joe.
Guy cry movie?
Haven't mentioned this yet.
Which one?
The Passion of the Christ.
Oh, please.
Beginning all the way to the end.
Oh, dude, I was a mess at the Passion of the Christ.
I couldn't stop.
Oh, that was, yeah. Well, that one's, that's not really a guy crime movie.
Well, I know, but you know what? You know, a guy crying movie for me would be like Braveheart, because when the dad dies. And
exactly.
The freedom scene.
Absolutely.
Yeah, totally.
You cried through all that. Yeah, thank you.
That wasn't the feel-good comedy of the year?
No, it was not the feel-good comedy of the year. Mikey Show.
Yeah, Mikey.
Good guy cry movie.
Yeah, I got a good one.
What?
A little bit older Robert De Niro movie, what? Awakenings.
Is that the one where he's... Is he kind
of a retard or something?
Yeah,
he was autistic.
Yeah, retard.
Stop
no, autistic.
Oh, so he could paint really good, Sean?
No, not artistic. Autistic.
Yeah, didn't he like catch a tennis ball? Ooh, that was great.
Yeah, I don't.
Oh, Robin Williams threw a tennis ball at him to catch it. Oh, that's awesome.
Don't remember it at all.
Tearing up.
That's messed up.
Yeah, they gave him that. He was like kind of retarded.
Yeah, dude, he was really retarded.
He was normal for a
while.
Wait
a minute. Is there kind of retarded?
No,
and then
he wasn't retarded at all. He had autism.
Special.
Yeah, he was a fully functional adult.
Like you said, retard.
No!
Oh,
okay, well.
You.
Oh, no.
I don't understand.
That part's true.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Side effects.
I think we've hit them all. If I had to pick one now, going through all of them,
yeah,
I still think the champ is it.
Ah, dude, feel the dreams, bro. You got to play catch. You want to have a catch? God damn it, I want to have a catch with my dad. In my eye! I want to have a catch.
We got another good one. We got another good one. Mikey Show, hello.
Hi, this is P1 Eddie.
Go ahead.
The Green Mile.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Green Mile.
Take it back, Paul.
Come on. When they finally
close your mouth.
When they electrocute the black guy.
Yeah.
After all the gnats flew out of his mouth. Oh. Remember that? When the flies are coming out of his mouth or whatever the hell it is?
Bad breath. Yeah.
I take it back, both.
I laugh. That was a funny movie. No, like Tom Hanks got urinary tract infections.
Goofy.
Stupid.
Well, he had some kind of thing going on.
Yeah, and then he grabbed him by the Johnson and fixed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spit it out. Like, how stupid is that?
Mikey Show, hello.
I'm gonna pull it out of your crotch.
Yeah, I wanted to say a movie.
Go ahead. What's a good guy cry movie?
Good guy cry is Rocky IV, where Apollo dies.
Rocky IV? Wait a minute. Yeah. Let me get this straight. Of all of the Rocky movies,
Rocky IV.
Who picks Rocky IV?
Apollo dies.
Well, dude, don't you remember Rocky? The very Yo, Adrian!
Adrian!
How you doing? And you know, and
Apollo died in that movie.
And Sylvester Stallone was kind of retarded himself. You know what I mean? Oh, that was great.
Yeah.
All right, thanks.
Ivan Drago.
Here's some of the other ones here's some of the other ones that I'm reading. Men of Honor, which I didn't see. Eddie, did you see that?
Is that one with Cuba Gooding?
I think so.
Yeah, stupid, no.
Yeah, I mean.
Dumb.
I didn't even imagine that would be any good.
No. What about Ghost?
Oh my God, the penny. Which he makes a penny float.
What about Jerry Maguire?
Hey, Jerry Maguire, yeah, dude, actually. There's different parts about Jerry Maguire that can...
Actually, there are some good parts.
Seriously, there's chick parts of Jerry Maguire and dude parts.
Yeah.
Like when Cuba Gooding finally, you know, makes the touchdown and he's being interviewed afterwards, I lose it a little bit.
Yeah.
And he's looking at Jerry like, oh, we made it, dude.
Yeah.
But then there's chick parts with the love story with Renee Zellweger.
Yeah,
he had me at a little.